fine.
I like storms.
You do?
Yeah.
They help you fall asleep?
Oh, no, but they're cool.
Help you do your witchcraft?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
I saw the video. It's all storming. Jerry Ann standing out there in the rain.
That's a really good impression of me.
I know.
Man.
You wouldn't think he'd have such a hearty laugh.
I know.
But.
When I get, do my magic, you know.
Yep. Don't get all technical on us now. Remember, we're noobs.
Okay.
Oh, Al Gore. I'm a fan. Are you?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think he's running for president. I don't know if I'd necessarily want him to be president or not. I haven't really thought it out that much yet because we haven't heard anybody really talk about what the hell they're going to do. So,
yeah,
all these people who've already decided, come on!
You have to hear their platforms first.
Yeah, but he did go to Washington yesterday, and he was talking about global warming to this committee, and they were giving him some flack. You know, well, all these scientists have said this, and da-da-da-da, and they say you're wrong. He goes, well, all the respected scientists say, you know, you're wrong. And that, well, he used this analogy.
The planet has a fever. If your baby has a fever, you go to the doctor. If the doctor says you need to intervene here, you don't say, well, I read a science fiction novel that tells me it's not a problem. If the crib's on fire, you don't speculate that the baby is flame retardant. You take action. The planet has a fever.
That the baby is flame retardant? How golden is that line?
That is awesome. Oh my gosh.
How long do you think it took him to come up with that? You don't speculate that the baby's flame retardant. Just the phrase flame retardant, the fact that he worked that in, and then the fact that he used it as an analogy with a baby in a crib? You don't assume the baby is flame retardant.
He just got, like, tons of brownie points with me.
That's my Gore! And then he turned back into old Al Gore here. Check this out.
My time has almost expired completely. Are you aware of that?
If I could complete my answer.
Well, if you do, then that my time's expired. Are you aware of that?
I can't help that, but because you went on for a long time. But I would like
to... No, I have 15 minutes.
I have...
You have had 30 minutes. I had 15. You've got to let me have my 15 minutes, Senator Gore.
If I could just...
I can respond to what you said.
Complete my response.
Well, you've already done it. The National Academy of Sciences...
I actually haven't.
Senator, I will stop the clock and allow Senator Gore to complete, please.
And then Gore's like, yes, thank you.
Oh, snap. In your face.
Yeah. And then his face started peeling off like the Terminator, and it ruined the whole moment for everybody. Wow. Why you gotta be a robot, Al? Why you gotta be a robot?